Okay, so while we're sitting and waiting for Geshe-la to arrive, if you want to, I don't know if you want to meditate or read Dharma books or whatever while you're waiting, I'll try to say this quietly. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Damcho Palge, Venerable Tupten Dekyong, Mary Elizabeth Balcom, Joe Bertha, Gwen Bowen, Deirdre Frank, Michael Hardiman, Connie Muffle White, Jaden Sharp, Kami Tsering, Vadislaw Loyek, Lumina the Fish, Pokey the Dog. Job Search, John Powell, James Lillig, Sarai, Roseanne Barona. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherki Lamo, Venerable Losang Tsering. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Barb and Roger Alexander, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Barona, Marcy Belle Isle, Carolyn Burns, Helen C., Beth Cruz, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Richard First, D. Freeman and her daughter, Sean McCarity and family, Mildred Gooch, Margaret Rolamund and her daughter, Jean, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson and Buddy, Richard Cable, Helen Kasanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, R.M., Mark and Bella and Hazel, Tom McGinnity, Sarah Miller, Patrick Nagatani, Jeff Neblett, Jay Pandya, Pierre Parenteau, Lindsay Piotti, Aunt Polly, Brent Richardson, Eileen Rubin and family, family of Boudica, Cha Bragani, Ruan Pachirana. So please turn to the first bay sheet in the white prayer book and let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, the four immeasurables in English one time, and then right below one time in Tibetan. Taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha taya ta mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedewa dong de dem pa ju chi du nya don du nya gi gyu don de wa ju chi du nya Don't need to Now please turn the page to the pink sheet, and at the bottom you'll see two mantras. So let's chant Chen Ruizig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tower's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Good morning. Cold off. Did you enjoy snow? Well, we will probably begin with today silent meditation. Meditation with no talk.
Okay.
We probably sit silent maybe 5 minutes. too long to show. Perfect. So then, not every other Sunday. I'll then next Sunday I'll talk about how lead these two different meditations we do. So then we'll talk, you know, if there's some new people. So maybe during that every Sunday, probably seems like somebody's ears are getting burned. Okay, during every Sunday. So maybe every other Sunday. Oh, so sorry. Every other Sunday, so we'll talk about the 9-round breathing meditation and 20-round breathing meditation, okay? So make sure nobody's ears, somebody's ears already get burned. So make sure that not many people ever get burned again. Today, I already has told that I'm going to talk about money mantras, mantra conventions. So before that, probably a little bit talk about something based on Shantideva's text, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, in the text. Something to think about, all of us think about what Shantideva said in 8th century, long time ago, this book has already been written. Many centuries ago, so dunga thorje semi jang, so dunga means, you know, also before that, sometime, you know, so it is good things to know, but that we read, we study, you know, so the reason that, you know, doing these meditations, like 9-round breathing meditation, 20-round breathing meditations, I thought that's something good things to do. So that will take, this is like hour-long class. So then like good portion of time dedicated to that. I thought, you know, each one of us get benefit. So sometime, you know, like, we say, too many things, we read a lot, we talk a lot, you know, so then do very little. So then I thought, okay, maybe doing meditation, that's the main reason, okay, so this doing this, you know, meditation, so now change every other Sunday, not every Sunday. So me and including myself, all of us, you know, so the purpose of learning is to, you know, to apply in our day-to-day life. Otherwise, you know, it's just collecting information. It's going to be like, you know, collecting information. So learn so much that, you know, really nothing. So then it feels like it's not much about the quantity, it's about the qualities, you know. So we do have quantity, but don't have qualities. So now back to the story. Back to the Shantideva text. Dungal thorje semi jang. So dungal means suffering. Dungal means suffering. Thorje means, you know, thorje means like desire to abandon. Desire to abandon or overcome. Okay, desire to abandon or overcome from suffering. So or difficulties. Dunga thorje semi ye jang. But Shantideva says, but so we do have desire to abandon or overcome the suffering, but dunga nila ngomba juice. For him it looks like that we are even though we have desire, no, not just desire, very strong desire, nothing wrong, there's nothing wrong, no. So we have every right to have the desire to overcome from difficult sufferings. Chandra Deva said, but, same here, chang, chang means but, dungani la ngomba juice. It looks like that we are heading towards suffering. So something to think about, no. What Chandra Deva was trying to say. Dungani la ngomba juice, oh. Not just heading towards suffering, but it looks like deliberately. But that part is hard to understand, like what he's trying to say. Doesn't mean say, I don't need to go deliberately for sufferings. When I see some kind of difficulties, I just you know, try to avoid that. So that last part, saying something very deep, saying something that we need to be think about. Dungani la ngomba juice, or dunga to jese mi jan dungani la ngomba juice, or it's almost like looking for, you know, suffering or trouble. But that part, you know, is kind of a little bit difficult to understand. So that is kind of, as I said, it's like kind of that last part of the sentence is deep, needs to be, you know, think about. Or, tene dunga to jese mi jan dunga ni la ngomba juice. Dewa jejang timu bes, dewa jejang. What you are hoping or wishing is for happiness. Dewa jejang, so jang same but, no. What we are hoping, wishing is something good, but something is bad. Dewa jejang timu pe rangi dewa rada jums. We destroyed our happiness like our own enemies. Dewa jejang timu pe rangi dewa. My happiness, rang means you. My happiness. Dra is enemy. Tarjo means like destroying, like enemy. Timu is timu, out of ignorance. Out of ignorance. So, not intentionally, so, no, like not all the time intentionally, unknowingly. Unknowingly, or maybe different between unknowing, ignorance. Rangideva Dratajam. So, last, each, there's no two line, two line, there's one stanza, first, second line of each, like, there's like third and the fourth, not quite easy to understand what he's trying to say. So now, when we wake up, there's the opportunity to analyze, how am I doing what Shantideva said, 8th century, like in 8th centuries, you know, in his books called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, that's what he said. So I should analyze now when I wake up, am I destroying my own happiness, this is very important, you know, maybe it's not important. Because you just made it up, and you think it's very important, you know. So there's no, it's, for us, it's opportunity from morning to the evening, you know, to analyze. When you interact with the people, you know. So there's a lot of opportunities. So there's something to think about, okay. So maybe you can think about, then, you know, have some maybe discussions, but you know, the class in a very short time, just not by time. So someday probably if there's like 2 hour class, then we can divide group, then we can discuss, then we can, you know, more discussions. But then this is like hour long, so now almost 30 minutes almost gone. Dunga to je se mi je dunga ni longo bajo so dewa de na timo be rangi dewa dratan chum so rangi dewa dratar chum so it says out of not knowingly or out of ignorance, how you say, not knowingly or out of ignorance, so not always intentionally. I don't think we, in my case, I'm not sure, like, you know, each of us, yeah, because each one of us our own consciousness, we have our own minds, you know, we think, everybody, all of us think, but we think something not
all the same things. We think different, you know, we think different things. So I'm not sure. If I ask myself, am I destroying my happiness intentionally like my enemy? I don't think so. No, so why I do that? That doesn't make sense, you know. But now, unknowingly, out of ignorance. So when you talk about ignorance in Buddhism, it's much more deeper than it's not like just not knowing something. No, the ignorance is much, you know, deeper than that. Yeah, in some case, what you call it's like the root of the samsara, which is ignorance. So, so now, you know, thinking about, you know, then that leads back to the training. No. So when we talk about training, we are talking about some challenge. We are not talking about cheesecake. We are talking about some challenge. Whenever we are talking about training, means, you know, obviously we all know whether it's like physical training or mental training is a challenge. It's not easy, you know. So we make, you know, New Year resolutions for trainings, you know, physical trainings. So anyway, training, so physical training, you can't do physical training by just sitting and thinking. That's not how the physical training has been done. So we all agree, because that's right. Yeah, you can't exercise. When you talk about physical exercise, yeah, you can sit there and think about physical exercise hours and hours, not doing any exercise. That doesn't consider as exercising. You know, you can think about, you know, going around the Shady Lake more, 4 times, 5 times. You can think about, you know, not going there, just sit there, go to think about, because I'm not sure how much benefit you get, practically how much benefit we get physically, but, you know, there will be probably some benefit, but you might be, you may go, more likely you may go, because you have been thinking about that. That's, you know, not thinking about that, that's worse than thinking about that, but not doing actual exercise. That's different. So thinking about that, then actually going around the Shady Lake, that's good. Then, you know, like, it's all about burning something. Burning calorie, whether it's burning, whatever it is, like, calorie and what else. There's many things to burn, so in order to keep our body healthy, burning. But you know, there's some. It's like it's good. It's good for health, but it is not, you know, easy as like eating cheesecake. So I wish, you know, it's going to be that easy, you know, that I just eat cheesecake, so that will, you know, substitute me going around three rounds in the Shady Lake. That will be wonderful. But that's, you know, just idea. That's just idea. So keeping, you know, physical shape, you know, needs to move. So that's, you know, we all agree. You know, we all agree, you know. Same here now, mental exercise, no, mental exercise. Whenever there's no something that you feel don't feel good about, then something that needs to be burned, that means we need to think. In the mental exercise, yeah, you really need to think, you know, need to think. So then, now the question is what to think, how to think, you know, because we all are capable, fully capable of thinking. We all think. So then, as I mentioned last Sunday, it's very, very important, almost now 650 years ago, the Tibetan master Lama Tsongkhapa said in his book, Lamrim, this is all about, you know, how to think, you know, what to think. What to think about myself, how to think of myself, why it's important to think about thinking that way, this all, you know, something very special, you know. So eventually those methods need to be synchronized. We know how to synchronize music, so but we need to know how to synchronize Dharma too in a hard disk, hard drive here. Your life, my life, all life, regardless, called Tavete, something very precious, special. If you are having difficulty with the word precious, something good, something special, Tavete, Ishinola, Tindanya about Tarin Samshi, so Lama Tsongkhapa was saying, you should not take advantage, you must take advantage, I'm sorry. you should not think there's nothing. This is not, why is it a big deal? There are so many of them, why is it important? So this is wrong thinking. So that's exactly what we should not think. That's like sitting there, not thinking of exercise, not doing anything, you know. As I said, you are thinking, sitting there, or thinking, or going, oh, this one round, shilling, or now the second round, the third round, actually not moving even one step. No, that's better than not thinking. So actually, no, thinking like negative way, that's worse than that. So that's exactly Lama Tsongkhapa suggests what we should not think. So this is, you know, one word, you know, Tavetan, but this is very, very beneficial, you know, Tavetan. That's exactly, you know, I jokingly sometimes say, that's how you rise and shine in Buddhism. From Buddhist point of view, that's how you rise and shine. Tavetan, you know, the law. So, Tindanya about Tavetan is, you may, you know, think, oh, this is not big deal, and this is nothing, this is not like, whatever, people, there's different way when there's life's difficult, people say different things. Anyway, Tindanya about Tarin Samshi is, this is, you know, almost is, how is it, once a million chance. That's the meaning. Tindanya about Tarin Samshi, that's once a million chance. So, almost like hitting a lottery. That's what we should think in daily basis when we wake up, no? So difficult to find. Jikla, easy to lose. Namgelo means, you know, lightning. It happens, immediately happens, it disappears like that. So then that's how we should think. Then thinking about that, everything else, you know, weather, the people, the friend, the relative, the family, the country, the, you know, everything, you know, evolve. It's change, you know, it's like it's never, nothing lasts forever. Everything changes. Minute by minute, change. Whether you like or not like, it will go. It's going to change. Oh, it's going to change. It's changing now, constantly changing. No, it's evolving, constantly evolving. No. Tendanya ba tarin san niya gajila namgil sul di san ni jigne chawa kun numba chawa shindo tokchun ni so. As I mentioned last Sunday, when you the process, the last process of making the rice ready to eat, ready to cook. The last process, you know, they try to separate the bark, rice and shell, right? Did you ever saw one, the rice with the, did you saw one? Yeah. So it's, before it's like that, you can't eat. Somebody has to work for that. Somebody has to separate them. So in like third world country, they don't have machines. They have to do everything by hand. So That's why sometimes it's kind of dangerous. It's kind of, you know, yeah, that part of the world is kind of chaos. There's no rules, you know. So they, like, throw, like, a bunch of that, what you call the rice stalk, where they grow the rice. This becomes, it's very dry. You have to first dry in order to separate from the rice, what you call stalk? Huh? Stalk. First rice is there. You know, rice all grow there. So you have to separate from there. You know, so then the people use all different kind of methods. Then, you know, so the people, I guess people become a little bit lazier. Lazier, looking for easy way to do. Probably they are tired of or sick of doing this, you know. And so what they do, they like throw, like, not just small, the bunch of them, they throw on the road. So the car goes by, trucks go by. Sometimes it's dangerous, it kind of slips, you know, like it's like not like how is evenly divided, it just there. So you have no idea who did it. So there can be a person can be lived, you know, 4 miles from the road. Anyway, sometimes it's kind of dangerous, you know, when big trucks go by, you know, sometimes it can slip. So anyway, so that is like now separating the rice from the stalk. So then you have rice. Now it's not ready to eat because it has cover, no? Shelf. What's the exact word? Husk. Or husk, okay, husk. So, husk. So then, you know, then they do something, then eventually they kind of separate. Then you have now husk and rice all mixed together. You cannot eat. So now you have to separate them. Then you pour in the space. When it's a windy day, so then wind blows all the husk, then drop the rice down. Likewise, you know, everything, as I mentioned, you know, is like that. You have no idea when the wind blows husk, you have no idea where it blows, which directions. Everything else, like that's what I said, mumba, chawash in the torch, that's exactly like that. Then seeing something like that, you know, that's what we should think. No, it will benefit us. So, precious, you know, the day begin in Buddhism. Day begin with, you know, precious human life, thinking something good about yourself. You know, please try to find something that you can be, how you say, appreciative. Maybe this true. If you feel like, oh, this is true Buddhism, you know, so. It doesn't matter. The whole idea, point is to find something to feel good about. Or maybe, wow, I can read. That's, you know, I should not think that's nothing. This really something, you know. Some people out there, they can probably willing to pay millions of dollars if they can see it again, if they can see again. We don't have to pay $1 million. We can see perfectly fine. We can hear. So, you know, something happened to your eyes, you know, whole family get worried, spend so much money doing this, and then all of a sudden it's slow, so you can see it again. We call it miracle, or like something happened, the whole family is so happy. So now, for me, it's nothing. I don't gain anything, any mental happiness, that I've just, I don't think that I'm, you know, I hardly think that I can see. There's something good. I hardly think so. I don't think like that, you know. I don't think that, you know, it's good things that I see, you know. Instead, I think it's bad things that I see, you know. I think it's bad that I'm alive. I should not be alive. That's what I think. I don't think, okay, I'm very fortunate I'm alive. I can see, I can hear. I don't think like that. What I wish, I'm wishing some happiness. But that's not what I think. That's exactly, I think, Shantideva says, you know. Having a desire, strong wish to overcome suffering, but looks like heading or maybe looks like deliberately like going towards suffering. This is exact. That something is not right in our thinking. So we have to admit that. So it needs to change. You know, then just exercise. You know, exercise. Need to think on how to think, what to think, why we should think like that. Why we should not think like that? So that's the question that we need to ask. So, because this life is precious, means we are capable to think, you know, capable to think. So this is just maybe like this week, you know, there's something to this kind of foundation to think about, you know, based on use the Shantideva's statement as a foundation for your meditations. So then if you think throughout the day, that's going to be, whether you are sitting like this or not, it's going to be meditations. It's going to be analytical meditation. You are analyzing. How am I destroying my happiness like my own enemies? That doesn't make sense. I must analyze. Maybe Shantideva was saying something important that I'm not paying attention to. So this is some kind of foundation. Okay. So then a little bit about money mantras. I promised a couple of Sundays ago. couple of reasons behind this. And you all know Tibet is country, everything, culture, dance, song, everything, pretty much rooted in Buddhism, whole country. And one of the countries on this planet where Buddhism is flourish, you know, it's not really foreign, everybody knows, even the child. So in that country, you know, what the majority of the people in that country, what kind of practice they do. throughout the Tibetan histories, you know, in the lay communities, people don't study Dharma. You know, doesn't mean they don't do practice, they do some practice. What they do Om Mani Padme Hum, this mantra. Om Mani Padme Hum. Almost every Tibetan knows this mantra. Almost every Tibetan, even the child, not a baby, but child, you know, knows this mantra. You know, but there's no class. There is no class. They just learn from their parents. We don't have class for kids to learn how to say this mantra. We don't have class for all the people. You know, they just learn by, you know, through our people. So then I thought, you know, when you read, you know, the benefit of reciting this mantra in the books is like mind-blowing. So America, here, you know, somehow, you know, there's always feel like there's not enough time to do this, do that, you know, keep postponing. You know. So something that, you know, something right now, the another concern, according to Kadampa Master, is like, I want to be educated, I want to be the best, you know, best when it comes to Dharma knowledge, I want to be the best. So I want to learn much as I could. Sometimes, you know, so much concern about learning, collecting, becoming something, and then, you know, all of those things, you know, may not become handy when you desperately need. Something so easy may become very handy, you know, when you're desperate for looking for something. So there's another reason, okay? Money, money. Long time ago, there's one, I think, member, one of them, now I don't see her. Maybe she's busy schooling, doing school. So she has two kids, you know. She's teaching her two kids, but she's doing some work, school work, then they're teaching the two kids the money mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum. Then they, you know, say Om Mani Padme Hum, Mani Padme Hum. Sometimes they get tired. Then one day she listens very carefully what they're saying. They're saying like, Om Mami Take Me Home. They're not just saying Om Mani Padme Hum. They're saying Om Mami Take Me Home. So I'm going to talk about today Om Mami Take Me Home. Sounds very much similar. Huh? Om Mami Take Me Home. Om Mani Padme Hum. So I kind of like that new mantra, Om Mami Take Me Home. So simple as that, you know, you can, whole life you can just dedicate to say that, you know. It's very something easy to learn, so easy to do. So the people ask, oh, what I should do, Gishila, if some my pet is not dying now, what I should do? In Tibetan community, what you do, you just recite mantra, or manipi no, this mantra, you know, recite whenever. For yourself, you know, for, you know, pet, you know, all of that, you know, you can do that, you know, so then blow in your water, you can drink, you know, there's a lot of benefit, there's so much benefit in these books, you know, talking about the reciting. This is a short version of the, our Lokiteshwara mantra. Long is quite long, you know, long is quite long. Oh. Short version of that, Omanipimeho. So, in that, in Tibet, that's what we know, like, majority of the people in Tibet, that's what practice they do. So they have, you know, it's prayer will, you know, this inside, there's like millions of mantras that's been rolled. There's millions of mantras. So you turn that in clockwise. Just imagine, you know, there's light radiating from this prayer will, to touching every being who's experiencing pain, you know, pain of attachment, pain of, you know, jealousy, pain of anger, you know, touch, the minute they touch that, just, you know, just like, it's like liberating them. You know? That's what we should think. That's how we should think, you know, when we do. So this, one way, this, this is, you know, made in here, I think one of our members, very nicely done. You can see this is not made in Nepal because this is like well done. Sorry, if there's anybody from Nepal, so that's the truth. So sorry. So this, like, then there's another one for handheld, no? You do. So when you next time when you go to Nepal, India, you see people carrying that, no? It's not. It makes them happy. It makes them happy. You know, it makes them really. That's mental happiness. It makes them happy. You know, they do that. So I will bring that one I recently got from Nepal, but it's not spinning very well. So it's kind of brand new. Since I said it's made in Nepal, it doesn't tune very well. So there's extra work that needs to be done. So when it's done, then I will want to bring it here, show you. You know, that's like authentic one. You know, it's not for tourists. That there are some prayer in Nepal just for tourists. So the one that I got is for practice. I'll bring that, you know, so it's not ready yet. So, if you ask the meaning of money mantra in Tibetan community, if you find one Tibetan person, if you ask, more likely they don't know what it means. Do they stop them saying? No, they are saying, probably been saying like many, many years, but not knowing what it means. So here, people are more, a little bit more sophisticated, so probably need to know the meaning. So I'm also happy to explain. There's a number of different explanations. So you can think about when you say Om, Ma, Ni, there's six syllable mantras called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sometimes you see seven syllables, that's not quite correct, but you know, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you say Om Mani Padme Hum Shri, but I usually use that. Sometimes Shri, there's no seven. So I guess Shri is like the probably six syllables. It's not part of the mantra. There's the six syllables. No? So say Tam is the six syllable of Tara. Why it's called six syllable? So that's what you visualize. You visualize Tam, letter Tam. First you visualize that within your heart, center of your heart, or maybe space before you. So that's called six syllable. Six syllable. Why it's called seed syllable? Seed means it is, something will grow. Something will grow. That become that very thing becomes something. So in this case, the thumb, the very thumb that you are thinking about, bright green thumb, then slowly that thumb evolves into Tara, green Tara. It's called seed syllables. it becomes something. So there's Om Mani Padme Hum, free, the last part is not here. So it's not here because I told him not to put it here. So the free, that's the only thing I can think. There's six syllables, you know. So it's not necessary. So this is called six syllable mantras. There's six syllables, okay. So this Om, that's the beginning of the mantra. So when you do yoga, you say Om. I'm not sure what to explain. Actually, it's like there's three letters together. A, U, Ma. A, U, Ma become Om. A, U, Ma. A, U, Ma become Om. A symbolize body. U symbolize your speech. Ma symbolize mind or heart. Mind, speech, heart, mind, speech, body, something like that. When you say Om, then it's again thinking something, you know, something like, oh, no difference between my body and my mind, my speech, and Tara's body and Tara's mind, Tara's speech. Oh, I'm not nearly close. I'm not that good. Not always looking something good, not like looking down. Oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm this, I'm that. No, this is all no good. That's what we should not think. Om is you are thinking something very special. Oh, thinking the purity of your body, the speech and mind. Om. That's the general explanation about this letter Om. Not the general. Here, you can think about, when you say letter Om, you can think about giving. Giving love, giving time. People are good. So we must say that. It's true. When there's difficulties, Thursday. In our, right next to the road in our house, it's like, kind of like uphill. People couldn't go because they are the tire spinning. Nobody asked from our neighbors, So me, Gishu Sampo, so then like a couple of neighbors, everybody's helping, pushing, nobody else. People want to help, if people are, it's not bad as we think. People are good, the good people. They may not express that, but when there's difficulties, people come with the shovels and all that, they're just helping. Nobody asks, first of all, nobody asks them to help, Second, nobody gets paid, Third, the weather is not that kind of pleasant to go out, to do something like that, So people helping, just really inspired. That it's a good thing, it's good, it's wonderful. So the people are good, it's not exactly the way we think. So like that, when you say, okay, now, when you say, Om Sof, I have to finish this mantra. About the 3 weeks. Om is giving. Whatever that is, giving love, calling, the giving phone call, or the giving, just think about giving, okay? Giving. That's like the, you can, this could be like the, within six professions, that's the profession of giving. Okay, you can think about it. If there's too much, okay, six professions, that's too fancy, too sophisticated, then just think giving. Om. So, Om. That's the first one here, Om. So, the Ma, think about ethic, universal ethic, morality, ethics, think about. No, I'm not going to say much, but think about ethics. Ethic, okay. That's the second profession of ethic, second profession. So then it's become very good meditation for you. You just say Om, think about giving. Ma, then ethics. Dada, manage, or match, ni, Now here, 1, 2, 3, ni. So this one is patience. Patience is something we don't need. Or something we need, or something we don't need. Ni, oh, sorry. Patience. So when you say word ni, then you think of patient, okay? Patient. So then if you really like to think of patience very deep, then you read Shantideva's book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number 6. The most page in the books, chapter number 6. That is like Buddhist version of anger management class or workshop. anger management class or workshop, you can find there. There's 10 chapters, but that chapter number 6 is the most, how is it, most page there. Shantideva, it clearly shows it's not easy. Shantideva knows giving ma, ethics, ni, patience. There's like third profession, of patience. Third profession, ma, ni, pe, the pe, this like pe, this one, okay, this one, pe. Or pe, call it zhenju. It's not like I have to do, it's like I'm happy to do, like with joyful mind. It's not like I have to do, I have to exercise. There's no zhenju. There's not the fourth perfection. It doesn't become fourth perfection. You say I'm happy to do, so then like. That's called joyful effort. Joyful effort. It's not just effort. It's like happy to do. Happy to do. Oh yeah. So that's called what you call like the fourth professions. Professional. So am I making it clear? Okay. Oh yeah. Pemja. Manja. Pemja. Atene. Me. So now here. Concentrations. Okay, think of concentrations. That's like the fifth profession, I think. Fifth professions. Wisdom. Called shut up. It's not cheer up. It's shut up. So there's one gentleman, Tibetan gentleman, who has stored in his name is Sherab. That's like typical name in Tibetan, Sherab Lama. So his name is Sherab. So there's some people there, so it's like she's Cherab. It's been something else. Well, Cherab. Yeah, it's not, this is nice confusion, but it's called Sherab. No, that's last professions. So now, six syllables, six professions. Six professions, that's what you can think about, six professions. Okay? Next Sunday, so now time is running on. Next Sunday, another explanation based on that. Okay? So, so then maybe so at least I fulfilled my promise to talk about Mani Mantra one portion, but then the second explanations I'll do next Sunday class. So now one thing I would like to share, I've been thinking about that it's kind of true, but you know, we the way we evolve, you know, from baby to child, child to grown up, not grown. So we become very, very sophisticated, you know, then we become very serious. So then kind of loss to kind of like the playful nature of our side, we lost that. It's become so stiff, you know, so serious, everything so sophisticated. I think that's not good things, you know. So it's okay to play, it's okay to laugh, you know, this is all good things, you know. So it should not become too serious, you know, so serious. Should not take everything so seriously, you know. And too serious, too tough, you know, this is all no good. So, to need to learn, so the prayers that I learned yesterday, one from one of our members, she says, seeing the world through rose-colored glass. So you know that? Yeah. Where is the rose-colored glass? What is it? It's not really actual glass. Rose-colored, seeing the world through, I like that very much. Rose-colored glass. So, So, you know, so now the seeing the world through compassion, bodhicitta, this minimal practice in Buddhism. So this is all, I think, rose-colored glass. So I think that's very good. I'm happy to learn that phrase. It helps me to explain what is bodhicitta. Now bodhicitta, from now on I'm going to call bodhicitta as rose-colored glass. Yeah, so that's what it is. So these people you see, you know. So, you know, here I think here the center is very good opportunities, you know, opportunities to. So what we are missing is like not missing, but what is missing from our life is like connections, you know. So now there's so many, I'm not criticizing, but there's reality, there's so much connections with, you know, gadget. So even when you go to restaurants, you know, father, the daughters, whole family, eating dinner there or lunch, whatever it is, everybody's, you know, doing something. Just there's no. That you see that in the restaurants, and everybody, you know, father and kid, all of them, you know, nobody's talking to each other. It's no good, you know. So that's like human. So whenever the like people from Asia or India or Nepal, when they come here, what they miss the most, they miss people. They don't know how to spend their time with gadget. They don't know. So they can sit in front of TV all day long. They can do. That's what they most miss. So because of that, they are not happy here. Because they say, where's the people? There's no people. Where's people? So I say, car. Oh, these are all shoes. These are on the road. These are the shoes here. America, these are the shoes, you know. You don't see pretty people. You see car. That's what they miss most. They missed. So, so much, you know, time that they spend. So, and I think yesterday somebody, probably you, some of you may have saw in the Facebook, they are holding some sign in the restaurant. Says that we don't have Wi-Fi. So you remember the sign? Anybody? Maybe I'm looking at Facebook too much. There's no Wi-Fi. Say something. Talk to people. Talk to each other. No, that's the Wi-Fi we have. Now we lost that Wi-Fi. So we need to really human connections, you know. So gadget, you know, so like, you can spend so much time, but you, the gadget never loves you, you know. So this is like, it's not really, this is not, there's no affection between you and the gadget. You can't really talk about that. But so much time has been spent, so much time. So need human connections. I think Centra is good opportunity, you know, to create that. So so that's the one thing I want to, you know, just share, you know. It's okay to be silly. It's okay to be loved, you know. You don't have to be serious, everything. That's not good, you know. Become so serious, so sophisticated, and so reserved, you know, so not, it's all tense, it's all that stress, I think. It's no good. So, oh yeah, so, anyway, so, that's all I want to say. Yeah, I want to say, yeah, I'm like, oh, this is good. Maybe I'll say a few mantras, or a few mantras for you, for your health, for your long life, long happy life, not long, just long life, long happy life, not long miserable life, long happy life. So, and some of the mantra for your health, you know, so just hearing that, hearing the mantra, so, you know, there's some benefit, okay, I'll just do that for you. So then some of the mantra, if you believe in next life, so then, you know, it will prevent from lower rebirth, you know, some of the mantra, so just hearing them. So I enjoy doing them, you know, with some faith in the mantra, so it will, whoever recite or hear the mantra, get, you know, benefit, okay?
Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru melo ya namara saya tadang kataya arahate samya sambudaya teyatam bhagavate bhagavate maham bhagavate bhagavate lanza samo kwa jesu. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru melo ya namara saya tadang kataya arahate samya sambudaya teyatam bhagavate bhagavate maham bhagavate bhagavate lanza samo kwa jesu. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru melo ya namara saya tadang kataya arahate samya sambudaya teyatam. Om bhagavate bhagavate maham bhagavate bhagavate lanza samo kwa jesu. Chumde Tiada om badari, awam budana yada wajum dada diya jama, raja ma yada wazo gada yada manda da yada yada wala jazala. Chanchi sa basa basa bakundo samula jazala, tiada om badari, awam budana yada wajum dada diya jama, raja ma yada wazo gada jama. Namana da yada yada wala jazala wa, chanchi sa basa basa bakundo samula jazala wa, tiada om badari, awam budana yada wazo.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. Have a nice weekend.